Did you know that pteranophobia is the fear of being tickled by feathers? We've got all sorts of weird and crazy facts and more coming up.
We got lots of info. Let's rock and roll. It's Did You Know with Rhino.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Did You Know with Rhino. In case you didn't know, I'm Rhino. This is my show. And I know exactly what you're thinking. Being tickled by feathers, it's better than being tarred by feathers. In today's episode, we're going to have lots of fun and a half, and you might even learn something. We'll start off with all sorts of random interesting facts and learn something about each other along the way. But we're not going to do this alone. In fact, today we are graced by the presence of the beautiful and wonderful Rachel O. Hello, darling.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm loving the weather outside.
Is the weather outside weather?
The weather outside is indeed weather.
Yes, here in Central Florida, we're currently going through a bit of a cold spell, which means that there's a lot of people staying inside right now to watch things on Disney Plus.
Yes, yes, they are. In fact, last night I heard someone, when we were walking around Disney Springs, say, "It's freezing!" And I laughed because I'm a Floridian and it's not freezing.
Yeah, being cold is always relative. And in this case, the mid-50s, I guess, are cold to some people, but not for us right now.
It was blustery and chilly, and I could have done without the wind blowing. But other than that, it was a welcome chilliness outside, as it currently is today as well.
Which allows you to have a lot of cool food and indoor adventures and, well, possibly do some necessary cleaning.
That's true. That's what we've done lightly today. And when you go out, you can wear boots.
Especially if your boots are cute. But you always want to make sure that you are cuter than your boots.
Yeah. Cuter than my boots.
That's for sure. So lately, we've been having some conversations about food on this episode. In fact, we did so in some previous episodes, and we asked people at home about different things. And we did so in our segment known as Rhino and the Mailbox of Doom. It's where we open up our mailbox and see what's been going on in the world around us. So about two episodes ago, we asked people what their least favorite and most favorite Halloween candies are. Do you remember what yours were?
I would say my favorite Halloween candy is probably like Snickers or Reese's peanut butter cups. Although I really do enjoy those fruity candies that I don't get very often, like bottle caps and Tootsie Pops.
And what would you say your least favorite is?
Least favorite is probably going to be like Mike and Ike's or, I can't even remember the name of those ones that are like gummy and gross. But I also do not like Laffy Taffy because taffy just isn't my thing.
I'm not a fan of a lot of those sweet and sour things either. And I definitely love those Reese cups too. They're amazing and a half.
Absolutely.
So on our Facebook page, people have been saying that Starburst is their favorite. We also got Reese's Pumpkins and Paydays.
Ooh, Paydays are delicious as well.
That's the chocolate and the...
No, that's Baby Ruth. Payday is just peanuts and I think like a caramel coating or something. They don't have chocolate on them.
That sounds amazing and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. But their least favorites are candy corn, and licorice.
See, I don't mind candy corn, but I don't like the candy corn pumpkins. I like the typical corn shape and probably like 5 pieces a year, which I haven't had my 5 pieces this year yet.
Do you still want 5 pieces this year?
Nah, I'm good.
Okay. So that would be everyone's favorite and least favorite Halloween candies. We also asked people in last week's episode what their favorite gas station snacks are. Some have responded Cheetos, especially like the hot, like...
Ooh, the Flamin' Cheetos?
Yeah. Some people have also said that a bag of pretzels are their favorite. And we even got all-you-can-drink sodas or a Slurpee.
Nice.
So what would you say your favorite gas station snacks would be?
So I can only find this ever so rarely anymore, but Gardetto's used to have honey mustard pretzels or mustard pretzels. I can't remember anymore. It's been so long. But I used to always find them at gas stations, and I love those, and I can't find them anymore. The last place I think I ever found them was at the airport food convenience place. But those, otherwise, I really like grabbing like a Snickers bar. That's probably my go-to grab if I'm not getting like a beverage.
So it's either going to be something a little bit spicy and savory or something really sweet.
Yeah, I'd have to say that. That's true.
You don't want just both?
No. I mean, every once in a while, I do like to grab a jalapeno cheese pretzel from Wawa.
Which is a bit of all of the above sometimes.
Not quite sweet, but delicious, just the same.
Their specific batter that they have is a bit sweeter than most.
Like pretzel?
Yeah.
Sure.
At least in my opinion, I've noticed it to be that way.
Okay.
Well, so with that list... We've brought up a list online based on the Outside Online website. These are the best gas station snacks.
Alrighty, let's hear these.
So far, they've got Snickers.
I would agree.
Because they're delicious and whatnot. String cheese and peanut M&Ms.
Ooh, peanut M&Ms. They are after my heart.
Well, you also love string cheese, too.
Okay, I do, but I've never bought it at the gas station.
Well, no, but you've bought like a giant pack of string cheese just
for sure.
Iced tea.
Sure.
Which is also one of your favorite things.
I like iced tea, did but you make not this typically list? From the gas station.
Though. Well, like regular snacks in general.
Absolutely. I totally made this list.
So nuts.
I do like to grab a pack of nuts from the gas station on occasion when I'm feeling healthy.
Here in particular, it says a Smokehouse Almonds or Planters Honey Roasted Peanuts.
Okay. Sounds good.
Danishes and Honey Buns. That would be me adding that on the list. This is all from the people from their own website. All these go like the gear director, editorial person. Let's see. Smart Food White Cheddar Popcorn. So cheddar popcorn.
That stuff is pretty good. I will give them that.
Cheese Puffs and a Starbucks Frappuccino.
Yum. Breakfast of Champions.
Nutrageous Bars.
I feel like I've had one at one point, but...
Oh my gosh. I'm going to write this down. You and I need to try a Nutrageous Bar.
What does it say, isn't it? Peanuts, caramel, chocolate,
and Reese's peanut butter.
Yeah, let's go to the gas station now.
Well, I think in like a future episode, we need to just try one on the episode so you can describe it while you're eating
it. We should have gone to the gas station and got snacks and then come back and done this episode.
Oh, dude, I'm hungry now, so we might as well pause it right now and then continue. We got Hot Cheetos.
Hot Cheetos!
And that's the end of that website's list.
Podcast confession, I've never had Hot Cheetos.
You never had Hot Cheetos?
No, and I love Cheetos. And I'm starting to like a lot more spicy foods. Maybe that should be something we try at some point.
Some Hot Cheetos. So going into another list from the Thrillist, let's start at their 10.
You can't see this, folks, but I'm just shaking my head right now at this list.
Yeah, she's looking at this list here. Based on the Thrillist.com, their best gas station snacks ranked, number 10 is drumsticks.
Okay, I have to admit, we have made ice cream runs for like ice cream bars to gas stations before, and drumsticks has probably been something I've grabbed from the cooler.
Well, my personal favorite from there is like their ice cream Twix bars.
I also love like the Toll House cookie sandwiches.
Ooh. Also on their list, number 9, single-served Pringles.
See, single-served Pringles is stupid, I think. Just get a huge can of Pringles. You know you're going to share with somebody.
They say once you pop, the fun don't stop. Exactly. So why would you want the fun to stop halfway through?
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't sound that much fun. Bugles.
Bugles are just fingernail food. I mean,
like those little witches. Like,
I mean, finger food. Ha 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 ha.
Nice. Bad. Taquitos.
You can keep those.
I love taquitos.
You can keep them.
They got Clif bars.
Yeah, sure.
Combos.
I do like myself some combos every once in a while. And I do happen to don't be only at a gas station when I grab them.
What's your favorite flavor of combos?
I think just the cheddar cheese ones.
Have you ever tried the pizza ones?
I don't think so. And you has to be the pretzel ones, not regular combos that are just like that. I don't know what it is. I've accidentally grabbed those before and been very sad.
So it's got to be the pretzel ones and cheesiness,
sure.
Too.
Sure. Cheesy pretzels. Hello.
Number 4 on our list is Slim Jims.
Maybe when I was like a middle schooler. That's probably the last time I had a Slim Jim.
I just remember the commercials with Macho Man Randy Savage. Oh, yeah. Step into a Slim Jim. Come on.
That's creepy.
I know, right? Sour worms.
I like me a good sour worm every once in a blue moon.
Here's a subcategory. Jerky. Just basic jerky.
Never been a jerky person. I think Slim Jim is close as I've gotten to jerky, and that's not really jerky. What was the last one?
The last one is chocolate covered peanuts.
I guess.
You guess?
I guess.
You love chocolate covered peanuts?
I'd rather have chocolate covered almonds or chocolate covered raisins.
Okay, so you agree that chocolate covered nuts in general.
I mean, chocolate covered peanuts compared to peanut M&Ms. Come on, folks. There's obviously an obvious choice here.
Me, I would do the chocolate covered raisins. That's one of my favorites.
True.
Just because that's just me.
But I mean, chocolate covered peanuts versus peanut M&Ms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do peanut butter M&Ms.
Peach. You just changed it all together.
I did indeed. I totally would, though.
Liar.
Given a choice between regular peanut M&Ms and, ooh, they should do crunchy peanut butter M&Ms.
I feel like that would be the size of, like, a marble or, like, you know, a jumbo gumball.
Just giant, you have to bite into it. I'd buy it.
Like, there'd come, like, 5 balls in a pack.
I'd still totally buy one, though. So that concludes our gas station food review.
Yummy.
On a previous episode, we were debating what's the difference between ice cream and custard. That's always like the big debate on this here.
Oh, yeah, like frozen custard versus ice cream, for sure.
Exactly. So I found out there's a really simple answer to it. And it's that ice cream contains less than 1.4% of egg yolk.
Okay.
And custard is more than that.
Okay. But the eggs probably add like this creaminess to it because custard is way more creamy than ice cream.
Exactly.
And ice cream's pretty creamy.
Yeah. So that's going to be like the biggest difference between ice cream and custard.
I'm feeling very gypped on this podcast today. We're just talking all about these snacks and all. And
I'm not feeding you right
there's
now?
There's no food in this room.
You'll get food afterwards. Here in the Poseidon room, we're trying to eliminate on food action until afterwards.
Okay. Yeah, no crunching, no nom, nom, macking my lips.
I don't think anybody wants to hear us actually eat on this podcast. But if you do want to, let us know. You could email us, didjunoryano@gmail.com.
No Cheeto dust on the microphone.
Yeah, then the next person who tries it, the microphone's going to smell like Cheetos. That would be kind of gross and awesome at the same time. Speaking of gross and awesome, we went to the Food and Wine Festival from Epcot this year.
We did, a couple of times.
Well, what would you say was some of your favorite foods that you tried while we were there?
Well, even though I had this last year and it's my favorite, it's still my favorite this year, was the butternut squash ravioli. That is just delicious. I definitely want to try to make that at some point. And then I really like the tostada, the beefy tostada from Mexico. To drink, for sure, I liked the sake from Japan. And I got, inside Japan, I got a sparkling sake that was actually pretty good, too. It tasted like champagne.
Ooh, yeah, I remember that one. That one was pretty good.
The hummus fries from Morocco were amazing.
That they were.
They were like falafel. I mean, if you're turned off by like hummus, because Ryan, you don't eat hummus, but you like falafel.
I do. It's true.
And you tried it and you loved them.
Oh, it was a good time and a half.
Yeah, if we ever happen to make it back before Food and Wine is over again, which I don't really
foresee. I think it's this weekend.
That. Yeah, I don't foresee that happening. Actually, I think next weekend, but I don't see that happening. We would definitely be getting that again.
And some of their beverages, like, you can get some of them locally. So, based on their pouring, if you're in the area only for that, sure. But otherwise, just go to your local establishment and you can probably try the same stuff.
For sure, yeah. Especially, like, the beer-wise. If you see something that you've probably seen at a local restaurant, maybe steer clear if that's going to be your first try, because you could probably, especially if they have it on tap at your local establishment, they usually give you a sample of it if you're not quite sure.
And the cool thing about the Food and Wine Fest is that after you've tried all of these delicious foods and drinks and whatnot, you're going to burn off the calories afterwards walking back to your car.
Absolutely.
So with that lovely review of our food and wineness, if you want more information about that, we recommend a couple of tips and tricks while you're going to the event. Number one is have a budget.
For sure. And getting a gift card helps you keep that budget.
That way you know how much you want to spend. And then once you've reached the end of your budget, you can choose to amend it or call it a day. And then also plan ahead.
Plan ahead and take friends with you to share items, because that way you don't fill up right away. Because, I mean, I think some of the portions can be really decently sized, where if you're eating it all by yourself, you'll probably fill up within 5 stops. What do you say?
Yeah, especially like solo, because that would be 5 stops would be enough for a meal, so you'd probably be full by then.
Yeah, so if you take friends with you, A, it's way more fun. B, you can share things, and that way you get to try way more food items than just filling up by yourself.
And that's our food and wine tips and tricks, and well, just plan ahead, folks. That's what we recommend for all sorts of traveling.
Did you know with Rhino?
We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. This episode has been brought to you by Everyday Cosplay Finds. Ever wanted to show off your favorite character or group of characters, but don't see things online that match your style? Then check out Everyday Cosplay Finds, bringing cosplay into your everyday. Go to Etsy.com/shop/everydaycosplayfinds for more information. And now back to our show.
Did you know with Rhino?
So the last time you were on this show, we were talking about Halloween and costumes and whatnot and everybody coming by, and we were planning for our Halloween adventure. Well, while we were here at this house, we didn't really have that many trick-or-treaters this past year.
No, we did not. We had 9 trick-or-treaters.
And some of the, well, one of them was a parent.
That's true. One person was a parent.
But he was dressed up in like some hybrid dinosaur costume thing.
He is adorable.
But so was his kid. And his kid was all ready for action, running around and excited about his outfit. I think he was a superhero.
Yes, like an incredible one.
But everyone loved our lights. And every year we bring out our friend, Harvey Cornelius Bones. He's the skeleton that has its own seat. And he passed out candy by himself halfway through the night.
Pretty much. We just took a stroll to look at all the Halloween decorations.
And we left the bowl in his lap that said, take some. And they did. And it was a good old time.
Absolutely it was. I love Halloween.
Halloween's awesome and amazing. Hopefully next year we'll get some more trick-or-treaters and can experience a lot more costumes and decked out houses and whatnot.
I feel like there was quite a few decked out houses, way more than I expected there to be.
Yeah, like there was maybe 10% of the neighborhood was decked out.
Yeah.
Whereas in our previous neighborhood, it was us.
Yeah, us. Pretty much. Even Christmas time, there weren't that many houses decorated.
And costume-wise, it's rather difficult because a lot of them were, you're not sure what they're wearing. But luckily, based on a Google search, we were able to figure out the top 10 costumes, this time from the year 2018. So last year's top 10 costumes. Are you ready to go over this list, Rachel?
Let's do it.
All right. So number 10 here is going to be princesses.
Of course. I mean, I think those are always a classic. We'll never get rid of princesses.
Have you ever dressed up like a princess?
In a way, yes. I was Genie from I Dream of Genie / Jasmine, I think. I had a pink outfit, not a blue one like Jasmine wears. So I was Genie. I guess that's probably the closest I've come to a princess. Except one year, I did dress up as Queen Frostine from Candyland.
Nice.
So that's, you know, not princess, but a queen.
Yeah, because queens are cooler. I was once the king.
Yes.
Of rock and roll.
Of course.
Flavor of Mojo Baby.
Yeah.
So that was the closest I got to it. Let's see, a rabbit.
I don't remember seeing number rabbits. Nine.
I never saw a rabbit.
Those people are weird.
Pirates.
Pirates are cool.
We've both dressed up as pirates many times.
Absolutely.
It's super easy and comfortable.
Yes, it is.
Superheroes.
Oh, those are huge right now, for sure.
I've dressed up as superheroes many times, especially like Power Rangers and Batman and Ninja Turtles. And
I don't know. Have I dressed up as a superhero? I've been Kato from Green Hornet. And that counts. And I've been Catwoman.
That also kind of counts.
Sweet. I've been a superhero.
Yeah, you have. Harley Quinn, which is kind of in the superhero genre, but a little bit different.
I would be super scared if my daughter wanted to dress up as Harley Quinn, especially if she was under the age of 13.
Well, it depends on the version. If it's the original like animated series version with the black and red like full outfit, I'd be okay with it. But the Margot Robbie for a youngster, it's a bit much.
But at the same time, where did she get that idea from? Like, has she seen that movie or Dolls?
I'm hoping that a youngster sees the cartoon before they see the movie, because it's a lot more palatable for a youngster.
Well, yeah, they better, because we'll be in charge of that.
That's what's up. Number five on our list here from Google was a witch.
Witches are always cool. Not that picture. That's a scary picture.
I've never been a witch. I think I've been like a creepy dude or the Grim Reaper, but not a witch.
I've never been a witch either. I don't think my mom would approve.
Dinosaurs comes in at number four because of the whole little blow up thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to walk around in that. I feel like that would be very uncomfortable.
And I figure you get claustrophobic and your viewport would be difficult.
Yeah, you probably get hit by a car.
Unicorns comes in at number three.
I never understood the fascination with unicorns.
Unicorns are the mascot for Scotland right now.
What?
It is. According to a list that I was just randomly finding here online, that unicorns and what? Scotland. Yep. Scotland's national animal is the unicorn.
Okay, those pictures of unicorns are cool. Like the unicorn in Harry Potter that dies, right? Like,
yes.
It's a white horse with a regular horn growing out of his head.
As opposed to a person with
not
a unicorn
like
mask with a rainbow.
Everything and unicorns and I don't know. I like the majestic classic version of a unicorn. Okay, I guess I get that.
I understand someone trying to make a statement, but unicorns? It's not my thing.
I'm just not a unicorn and rainbow person.
So you're more of a dragon and red and black person?
I guess so, yes.
Nice.
Traditional Scotland, is that what you're pointing out?
Pretty much. Dark and ominous. All.
Well, that's a lot of Spider-Man.
Yes, number two is Spider-Man. That was the most popular in 2018.
I mean, they can't get enough of making a Spider-Man movie. I mean, seriously, how many Spider-Man movies have come out in the last 25 years?
Let's see. That would be 3, 5, 7, 8.
Yeah. Okay. In the
last Civil War. 9.
See?
Plus the two Infinity Wars. Uh-huh. That would be 11.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Too much Spider-Man.
Yeah. I disagree. I could use more Spider-Man.
No.
But I could use a lot less Fortnite in my life, and that would be number one.
Most people that like Fortnite are weird.
I don't get it. I guess I'm too old for Fortnite.
I don't like computer games, and I don't like video games either, because they hurt my hands, for one, and two, I never got into the solo video games. So single player video games, I suck at them. I don't know what to do. I like directions, and I like set rules, I guess.
But you're more into like video games for competing, so like
yeah,
fighting video games and racing video games.
I like
games.
Racing, fighting, or like Mario Party, or like what's the Jackpack thing? That's fun.
Like you don't know Jack and whatnot, like
yeah.
Trivia stuff.
Those are fun things, but video games, nah.
If it's got a story and you have to figure out the right combination to beat some guy
Heck
up.
Heck no. And I have to jump or kick and beat a boss. No, I suck at those.
Which are those games are my specialty.
Yeah, no. Give me a board game any day.
So about games and a trivia, thank you for bringing that up. I've got a couple of random trivia questions here.
Bring them on.
It's going to be fun. We're going to have like 6 or 7 of them, and we'll see how you do.
Okay.
Here, what is the state located between Wisconsin and North Dakota?
South Dakota?
That'd be Minnesota.
I forgot how far north Wisconsin is.
Oh, sure. See, who wrote the book, Oh, the Places You'll Go?
Dr. Seuss.
That is correct. What is the official language of Cuba?
I feel like this is a trick question. Is it just Spanish?
It is. Spanish okay. is the official language of Cuba. Do you know who Dan Hartman is?
No.
So you wouldn't be able to guess his first solo hit, which was Instant Replay. What was the first living creature to go into orbit?
Was it a dog?
It was indeed a dog. And let's see, we got 2 more here. What is the only insect that can turn its head?
Insect that can turn its head. Is it an ant?
Praying mantis.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I get that.
And in India, what day is observed on the 25th day of each December?
That's hilarious. Like, I'd know that.
Throw a random guess out there.
I mean, it's not Christmas.
So your official answer is not Christmas?
Yes.
Okay.
How's that?
It is Good Governance Day. I don't even know what Good Governance Day is. Let's
yeah.
find out while
Let's
we're here.
Let's see what Good Governance Day.
Good Governance.
Is that where you give your government a pat on the back?
Day.
Good thing we don't have that here.
Good Governance Day is observed in India. It's the birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. I think I did okay with that one. Let's figure out more about it. It
was only established a couple of years ago.
It's a working day for the government, and you foster awareness among Indian people of accountability in the government. So it's basically a holiday about the government.
But the government still has to work. So it's like, hey, we're the government. Congratulations. You have to go to work still.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I don't understand things. I just talk about them.
That's true.
And help people understand things. So that would be our fun trivia questions of this here episode.
I feel smarter. I hope you do too.
We've learned that a dog was put into space instead of a primate.
First. I think a primate did go to space. A chimpanzee.
What sort of thing would you like to see launched into space?
Nothing, Alex, because I think putting crap in space is stupid because there's so much crap out there in space already. Like, we've already polluted our planet. We've already started to pollute space.
So you're thinking we should just stop polluting everything else around us?
I'm thinking, yeah. Pollution is a huge problem here on Earth, and then we're putting our space junk out there.
But what if we put the space junk out there and then bring it back to reuse it?
Okay, that's fine. Like a storage unit?
Oh, or we...
Like, let's put this in orbit for 50 years and then bring it back down.
Like, there are some rockets that have been relaunched several times.
Okay, that's good. That's fine.
So you're recycling and reusing if you can relaunch them.
I mean, yes, I like that idea. But
you're also saying that there's all these satellites and stuff that are broke that no one wants to fix. They just kind of sit up there.
Yeah, I'm not positive on this, but I thought that they just knock them out of orbit so that they just, like, fly away.
So it needs to kind of, like, burn into the sun? Is that what you want to happen?
I guess that's what's going to happen. I don't know.
Or it'll crash land on some other planet and give it life.
Yeah, give it life. Or, like, an alien will be traveling by and, like, it'll mess up their system. And they'll be like, whose crap is this? And they'll see, made on Earth or something like that. I don't know.
And then they come to Earth and they
and
take
like,
it over.
And they're like, hey, your space junk is polluting our atmosphere.
And they start a war.
I know. We could be writing our next big blockbuster. Hey, Ryan, what was the first blockbuster?
I'm guessing Jaws.
Correct.
Nice.
Jaws was actually the first blockbuster film because people lined up around the block to go see it.
And so it quote-unquote busted that block?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Sure.
Nice. Love it.
You punny man.
I try. I have my moments.
Anyway, that's a little bit of film knowledge from my film major, I guess.
I like film knowledge. We had been participating in the Disney Plus phenomenon, as it's called, and we were recently watching some fun films like the Noel film.
Yes, we did watch Noel.
Because it's kind of that Christmassy season. It's got Anna Kendrick and Bill Hader.
Bill Hader wasn't as fun as I hoped he would be.
But Anna Kendrick was delightful.
Yes, she was. She was cute.
So if you want a feel-good holiday film, I recommend it.
And of course, everyone that watches it is going to want a little baby albino reindeer.
Well, yeah, because it's adorable. I bet in a year they'll sell it at Disney.
They could. If they don't, they're missing an opportunity because I already want one. And when you squeeze it, it should make the little bah noise.
And also, without giving out spoilers, the small creature that they see in the Mandalorian series, I bet that they're going to probably sell some of those in the next 6 to 9 months if they can build them and ship them quick enough.
Yeah. They'd be missing out on another opportunity.
Because that's just beautiful money happening. Speaking of money and saving money, traveling back to our Halloween topic, Halloween leftover candy.
Yes.
We've got a lot of it.
Yes.
How long do you think it lasts up to?
Like, wait, expiration date-wise or... like how long it's going to take us to eat it.
I'm going to say expiration date wise because how long it takes us to eat it depends on how hungry I am tomorrow.
Ha 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 ha. No. Expiration date wise, I'm going to say that it's going to last until November 2020. I don't know.
Well, pretty much. Chocolate and milk chocolate apparently can last up to 2 years if stored in a dry, odor-free spot. And hard candy can last up to a year. And unopened packages of candy corn can last up to 9 months, which I think that last part is false because we're still selling the same batch of candy corn that was made about 200 years ago.
Joke thief.
No one likes candy corn. So, would you say which holiday sells more chocolates, giving you... a list of three in no particular order. Which holiday sells more chocolates? Valentine's Day, Halloween, or Christmas?
That'd be a hard question. I'm gonna kind of go with Valentine's Day.
So you would say Valentine's Day is your number one? What would you say is your number two?
Christmas.
It's actually Halloween followed by Valentine's Day, then Christmas.
Wait, it's Halloween followed by Valentine's Day, then Christmas? So I got it completely wrong.
You, yes, indeed. Yeah. So apparently 90 million pounds of chocolate is flying out of the door during the Halloween week, and $1.9 billion is spent on Halloween candy each year. More than twice as much chocolate is sold than Valentine's Day.
Yum, yum chocolate.
But I'd rather have chocolate coming to my house on Halloween than a rock.
Yeah.
Poor Charlie Brown. I've got a rock.
We did not watch that this year.
No.
Ooh, I want a black kitty.
I think that we should definitely try to rewatch the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, maybe like Valentine's Day.
Sure.
No.
That's Valentine's-y.
It can be. You know, it's about giving and love for the Great Pumpkin.
Yes, we love the Great Pumpkin.
It's a good old time.
We need a sign in the front yard that says, "Welcome, Great Pumpkin."
Yeah, decorating outside a house during that time is super cool. If you could have a cool decoration to put outside the house, like year round, like a really cool decoration, what do you think you would want to put outside a house?
Oh goodness. I'd almost want like a little faux haunted house, like cut out with windows, and then have like a strobe light kind of behind it so it looks like it's lightning. And then maybe like some drapes hanging with it like windy or something. I don't know.
Something nice. Like
that. That'd be kind of fun.
I think having like a giant lighthouse in the front of your house would be kind of cool too. That'd
be kind of creepy.
Like a 10-foot tall lighthouse.
Yeah.
That'd be cool and ridiculous. But also the little like yard baubles, as my parents call them, are pretty cute.
Yeah, those are cute.
Like, what would you say, like, your favorite type of, like, lawn decoration is? Is it a gnome? Is it, like, would it be a cat? What would you like outside of a house?
I'm not a gnome person. I would be either into, like, woodland animals, like deer or, like, bunnies.
Would you like a life-size deer or, like, something that's, like, ceramic but cute?
More like ceramic and cute. I don't. Unless we live somewhere where we're, like, trying to attract the deer to our yard, I wouldn't really want anything life-size. Or I also like little fairies are cute. Like, the little fairy gardens that you see people make YouTube videos of are adorable.
And with that one, my friends, we're going to ask you that question. What is your favorite yard decoration? You can also participate in the show by emailing us, didyouknowryano@gmail.com. You could tweet at us @didyouknowryano, or you could check us out on Facebook, Did You Know with Ryan O. Thank you very much for joining us this week, Rachel.
You're welcome. I had fun and a half.
I'm super glad. I hope you all had lots of fun. And once again, I've been Ryan O. Don't forget to find your awesome, hold on to it, and share it with the world. We'll see you next time.